highlighting the difficulties humanity faces in halting global warming. Global carbon emissions had fallen 17% last spring, but began rising again in September. A UK-based climate scientist interviewed by the Washington Post said the high CO2 concentrations are not surprising, and that those concentrations will, quote, only stop rising when the emissions approach zero. The average CO2 concentration recorded in May was nearly 419 parts per million. Hundreds of thousands could die of famine in northern Ethiopia, the United Nations humanitarian chief warned on Friday. Ethiopia is waging a war against its northern area of Tigray, which has dominated national politics before the 2018 election of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. UN official Mark Lowcock said Tigrayan crops and farms have been destroyed and that the area lacks telecommunication services. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is 85 degrees and mostly cloudy. In New York City, it's 86 degrees and also mostly cloudy. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Amara Evering.
Stay tuned for Black Star News with Milton Alamadi. It's 1 minute past 3 p.m. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online.
Greetings, sisters and brothers. Welcome to Black Star News Show on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. I am your host, Milton Alamadi. Welcome, welcome to Black Star News Show. Today, we're going to be visiting and looking at Brazil to see how our sisters and brothers and compatriots are doing in Brazil. We have with us from Brazil, based in Sao Paulo, Sara Blanco, and she leads an organization whose acronym is CERT, and it stands for Center for Studies of Labor Relations and Inequalities. And she will tell us a little bit about her organization, and then we'll talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact in Brazil, particularly on African Brazilians as well. And we'll talk about the issue of police brutality, which many people may be not aware is much worse than it is even here in the United States. Sara Blanco, welcome to Black Star News Show.
Thank you, Milton. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here with you and in the WBAI New York.
Very good. It is our pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit about your organization. What was the impetus to start this organization, and how long have you been doing it?
This organization, CERT, exists for more than 30 years now. So we are in our 31st year in 2021. My boss, her name is Cida Bento. She's a psychologist and a Black woman. And she's one of Black women